Okay, tell me about this Sarasota Improv Fest. What are the draws there?
So there are several groups from all around the world. One of the groups that I'm most excited to see is an international group from Colombia and Canada called Speechless. And they're called Speechless because they do a form that doesn't include any talking. So it's completely physical and long form. There's another group called North Coast Improv that has some really cool rapping bits. And then we have workshops all weekend too. So it's a 3-day festival with people coming from everywhere. And the draws are going to be, you know, just having a good time and seeing some great performers.
How critical is the audience in improv?
The audience is at least half of the equation. I mean, obviously with any live performance, if there's no audience, you're just a couple weirdos on stage, you know, talking to air. In improv, especially because the show is different every time, the audience can really change the dynamic. I mean, I've performed with FST or other groups one night to a certain audience, and then the next night, a different show. And it might be the same audience, but because you're doing something different, there's a completely different energy in the room. So, yeah, we love our audiences.
I've often heard of actors needing to be a triple threat, you know, singing, dancing, acting. But what about comedy, like the FST House Improv Troupe? I mean, what do you have to be ready for there?
With improv, I mean, the more skills you have, the better. But with our house team specifically, everyone has their own strengths. For example, one of my favorite improvisers, Daryl Knapp, he's been with FST and several other groups in the Bay Area for years. He's a staple in Central Florida. He is one of the best physical improvisers I've ever seen. And he's so good at walking onto a scene and just like being a supportive cast member. He is so not about, you know, putting the attention on him, but everyone loves to watch him. For me, singing is definitely not my strength, but I've learned how to do it as needed. So being a triple threat is wonderful and fantastic, but luckily for improv, like it's not like Broadway that you have to be able to do everything all the time. You just have to be able to listen well and take risks.
How has improv changed you, Natasha?
When I started improv, it was actually sort of accidentally. I had gone to grad school. I had worked for a tiny bit as a reporter, which is what I thought was going to be, you know, the thing that I did. I loved storytelling. I was looking for some type of class or experience that would help me sort of feel like a child again, like tap into the creative writer that I remember being as a kid. And when I started taking improv classes, it really opened up my mind, my vulnerability, and I guess, I don't know, my boldness. Improv taught me that, you know, there are some rules in life, but they're not always going to be 100%. So it's okay to fly by the seat of your pants, and it's okay to mess up because usually you get another chance. So I guess it's just taught me to be more bold and to have more fun.
I'm just wondering what it says on your LinkedIn description.
I haven't seen like a lot of activity through that platform, but my LinkedIn profile says something to the effect of producer, performer, comedian, all of the above. Storyteller. Storyteller is like a really good word a lot of people like using nowadays in multiple sectors. So that seems to sort of be a safe catch-all.
Okay. Can you tell me about the London gig that you have coming up? At what is the name of the Fringe Festival?
It's called the Camden Fringe Fest. It takes part in a neighborhood called Camden in London. So this is an international fringe festival. And what a fringe festival is it's a gathering of performers from all different platforms from around the world. If you start like looking into it, a lot of people are familiar with the Edinburgh Fringe Fest, which is the longest running one in the world. It takes place in Scotland. And basically what fringe fests are trying to do is like pull performers, acrobats, comedians, theater people that might not always be accepted in a mainstream theater performance and bring them in as artists to try their material in front of audiences and to get better and to network. And so you have amateurs as well as professionals in multiple languages. So for me, I'm bringing my first one-woman show to the Camden Fringe Fest in August. It's called Practice Wedding, and it's about a 45-minute storytelling and stand-up show that covers moments in my life when things happened where everything changed.
I don't have any more questions. Thank you so much, Natasha, for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, I'm happy to. Thank you so much, Sue. It was fun.